Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Merry Christmas, everyone. This week, we're talking about depression. There is hope. Now, that might seem like a strange topic for a time of year that's supposed to be filled with joy and celebration. Dr. Prather, it's been a rough year for people.
Yes.
We've seen people suffering from PTSD over fears of the virus. We've seen people hurting from having their businesses closed and jobs lost during the lockdowns. We've seen elderly people in nursing homes refusing to eat because they cannot see their families due to the isolation. Suicides are up, even among very young children. Drug overdoses are increasing.
Yeah, it's not just the COVID-19, which is enough for everybody, but side effects that are actually kind of ramping through the whole population. We've got 30 million people who are out of work. We've got drug overdoses, as you had said. I mean, it's up four times of what it was. So this is a really tough time. And then PTSD is actually just has really become really high just because of the isolation. But also people who've suffered from the COVID-19, about 35% of those who went through that are actually suffering from PTSD, from the trauma of doing that. So, yes, this has been a very, very tough year on people, where we actually need people more than any other time, because we are social creatures, and we really need that interconnectivity to keep our sanity and to be able to have the joy that we need. I know our family has really come together very strongly, where we're just kind of really holding on to each other. Mm-hmm. And for those people who don't have that, you know, you can find family in a lot of different types of places, but we really need that connectivity, and we need to know how to deal with all the trauma that we've got going on.
We just want to send a message to those listening right now that if you're suffering from depression, there is hope.
Well, it's one of the most common things that we have on people coming in and requesting help with. Depression is a very common issue. About 10% of the American population seeks help with a doctor on depression.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the things that can commonly have some problems taking medication. So most of the people who are coming in said, you know, I have a depressive episode. My doctor put me on an antidepressant, and it didn't go very well.
They had reactions.
There was an issue. My depression got worse. Sometimes it can be some major reactions, but they just didn't like how the antidepressants were working. I've had people sit there and said, well, I've tried six antidepressants, and each one was worse than the other. You know, I just can't handle that. So having an alternative to that would be something that would be extremely helpful.
And they're coming to you because you offer an alternative.
Many times their medical doctor or psychologist or psychiatrist sit there and say, well, we don't have anything else for you. So what is it that you do at that point? And that's something that we've been able to have a tremendous amount of success rate with without using antidepressants.
Well, who gets depression?
You know, like I said, it's a very large number of people who get it. It's one of the major problems that people seek help for. It is twice as likely in women as in men. It is very commonly at certain episodes in life. Postpartum depression, very well known after having a baby. Critical times in life where there's a transition. Oftentimes, as you get older, you're more likely to get depression. But it covers all spectrums of society. One thing that people don't think of is childhood depression. That is actually more common than what people realize.
Well, is it on a rise? Because it seems like I'm hearing that more amongst people, you know, that have children.
Sure.
And it seems like younger children are getting on antidepressants more than they used to.
Yes. One of the interesting things is that depression can be kicked off by pharmaceuticals. That's a very common type of a reason for becoming depressed. Antibiotics are known to cause depression, nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories. Some of the medications that deal with ADD, ADHD can also kick off depression.
Why is that?
Anytime that you change the chemistry of the body in a severe way, in the brain, there's a large effect. Mm-hmm. So pharmaceuticals are a very common cause, and pharmaceutical use has risen quite a bit. So that's much more of a something that can kick off depression. There are more stresses in the family. The family unit is not as strong as it used to be. There's a lot more children out of marriage.
Yeah.
Families breaking apart. That has a huge effect. Also, diet, nutrition. Mm-hmm. One of the things is that people don't have as good of a diet, and that plays a very big role in that. So mm-hmm. there are a lot of factors that can lead to depression, and those things do have a very strong influence on the number of people who are depressed right now.
Well, what are the signs of depression?
Depression, when we're talking about major depression, a good way to think of it is that, of course, you know, it's kind of a repeat type of thing, but sad or depressed mood, mm-hmm. or it's an inability to feel pleasure. And then also five of each of these different types of symptoms that I'll mention mm-hmm. for at least 2 weeks. Hmm. And then you would actually be classified as depressed.
For 2 weeks, that just doesn't seem long enough to me.
Well, you don't want it to go too long. It used to be about a month, but right now it's considered about 2 weeks because they find that the sooner the intervention takes place, the better the results.
Okay.
One of the things that people were doing was waiting too long. Mm. It used to be 4 weeks mm-hmm. is what they recommended, but now they're saying about 2 weeks. To seek help at that point. Mm-hmm. Some of the symptoms of depression can be a feeling of guilt, worthlessness, helplessness, or hopelessness. Mm. Mood swings at times characterized by unexplained weeping. Loss of interest or pleasure in usual activities, including sex. Headaches, backaches, and digestive problems. Difficulty concentrating and complaints of poor memory. Insomnia or oversleeping. Appetite changes, which may include weight gain or loss, fatigue, lack of energy, thoughts of suicide or death, slow speech, slow movements, and avoiding social situations.
So you said you said at the beginning, sad or depressed mood or inability to feel pleasure, sure. plus five of these.
Five of any of these would pretty well classify you as being depressed. Mm-hmm. And it's not unusual that I have people coming in and saying that I have depression and backache or neck pain or headaches, mm-hmm. you know, as a combination of problems. So combining the chiropractic with it, you know, makes a lot of sense to people.
Now, what's the difference between, you know, because I think the adjective I use sometimes is I'm feeling sad.
Sure.
You know, and then it just seems like, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but, you know, I'm just hearing this word depressed a lot.
Right, and there are actually normal times that you should be sad. Mm-hmm. You know, when
that
you...
It could be normal if you're grieving.
Of course, if you have mm-hmm. a loved one who's lost, it would be abnormal if you weren't sad. Mm-hmm. Say you have a change in life where all the kids have moved out of the house. Mm-hmm. That's a normal type of a sadness. So there are times where it's actually healthy to be sad. Mm-hmm. But if it's an ongoing type of a thing and you also are getting other different types of changes.
Right, like you said, the inability to feel pleasure.
If you have the inability to feel pleasure, the normal things that would... You're talking about things that would normally... that you would actually be very pleased on doing. People are doing the things that normally make them happy, whether it's going fishing, which is one thing for me, going out and doing different types of help that would be a normally pleasurable type of thing. Enjoying sex, all those different types of things can play a very, very big role.
When we come back, let's talk about who should seek help for depression.
The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring rapid release technology.
One of the chiropractic friends who is a soft tissue expert, his textbook, Soft Tissue Therapy, is the one used in medical schools, heavily used as sort of the Bible for soft tissue work. And as soon as he saw rapid release, he switched all of his treatments over to the rapid release because it's much easier on the doctor. You get quicker results, less painful, much better compliance. So when people would be coming in for the grass and they would be going, I like the results, but I don't know if I really want to do that. Whereas with rapid release, they come running in and really want that done.
Because yeah, they ask like, for it.
Yeah, they're like, okay, we got you cured, but can I have it again anyway?
Well, many patients have bought them.
It's an amazing device and incredible results. It's a great way to get your body relaxed and get those aches and pains out of your system.
As you're using the rapid release, you can see people go into that deep breathing and going more into that, what we call the parasympathetic mode or the rest and digest.
Really switches and has a huge effect on the nervous system.
And the sessions aren't long. You just do a few minutes in each area.
One of the patients recently with a massage therapist, as she was doing a massage on him, she's going, boy, I'm just having trouble really getting this released. I walked out, got the rapid release, and she did it, and the patient was like, oh my gosh, that's incredible. And she was saying, you know, I got to use that more. To get those problem areas, it works so much quicker, so much easier. It just takes off all the stress of me trying to really work that out. And it's easier on the patient, too.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through rapid-release high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid-release therapy by scheduling an appointment at the Prather Practice. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER2020 for a $100 discount available to the Voice of Health Radio listeners.
I pray on Christmas, oh sweet Jesus, that the sick will soon be strong. I pray on Christmas, oh sweet Jesus, the Lord will hear my song.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're talking today about depression. There is hope. And Dr. Prather, you were saying 10% of the American population is diagnosed with depression?
Yes, actually seek medical help. And there's quite a few people who obviously don't seek help or have given up seeking help.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that the number is much, much higher. But 10% of the people actually come in to a doctor on a yearly basis for depression, which is a huge number.
And one thing you were saying, you see a lot of this coming into your office because they're seeking an alternative, and we practice structure function medicine. But people that the pharmaceuticals aren't working for, they don't want to be on pharmaceuticals, and we're able to help them here. And we're going to go more into that treatment later on. But let's talk about, when should someone seek help for depression?
One of the things, of course, you know, we were just talking about, well, how do I know if this is something that this is an episode, I'll get over it, I really don't need help. But if it shows up easily, any of those five symptoms that we talked about earlier, and it goes for 2 weeks, I would seek help. That is, at this point, the medical standard. So if you can check off five of those things that we're talking about, and it's gone for 2 weeks, then I would definitely consider that you could be diagnosed with depression and should seek some medical help.
Yeah, and we talked about that in the first segment, those signs of depression. You know, I was thinking, when I never felt sadness like I did to the extent after my mom passed away. I don't think I've ever used the word depression, but I'm sad or that. Are those words interchangeable? We talked about, you know, that can be normal, grieving.
Of course. And that should be a normal part. One of the things is, we didn't see some of the other things that occurred. You still enjoyed quite a few things in life. You know, there wasn't a loss of pleasure. There wasn't any type of social changes. You know, you didn't avoid people at that point. There was no health changes, you know, no loss of sleep, appetite changes. There was no weight gain, weight loss, headaches, increased back pains. There wasn't any thought of death or, you know, suicide, anything along those lines. So, you know, those are the other things that will kind of kick in along with it, if you see those things. What you were experiencing was a sadness that was quite normal and understandable.
Yeah, and I think sometimes people don't even let themselves grieve.
And that can actually cause some problems. There was reasons why the old customs, when people had a loss in the family, people would, one, bring tons and tons of food. Why is that? So that people wouldn't stop eating.
Well, I remember at my mom's funeral, people couldn't believe all the food that we had.
Sure. If people stop eating, then they can have some nutritional deficiencies, which can start to go into a depression. if people have a sad situation that occurs and they don't follow their normal sleep pattern, mm-hmm. then you can start to cause a habitual type of a problem.
Right.
So there are situations like we were talking about. Oftentimes there is a situation that will kick off the depression, and then the habits that we have can kind of facilitate that and then spiral it down into a depressive state.
Mm-hmm. Well, why should someone who's experiencing depression seek the help of a structure function doctor like yourself?
Well, the pharmaceuticals are oftentimes extremely helpful, but they don't necessarily treat the underlying problem. Mm-hmm. That isn't always addressed on that, and you don't have the true correction. And just to talk about the difference between disease care and structure function care, what structure function does is it looks for the underlying problem and then brings that back into a normal position that it should be.
Homeostasis.
And
our key word.
Right. Whereas the disease model is you are treating the symptoms of depression. You are actually going in and artificially changing the levels of the serotonin dopamine in the brain, which is very good to handle major depression for short term and can help out tremendously. But it may not be treating really what the underlying problem is. And that's where we come in and find those issues.
Well, what treatments have you found that help with depression?
There are a ton of things that can really help out with depression.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's individualized.
Yeah, it's individualized. There are hormone issues that can be involved. Mm-hmm. There can be some structural issues that can be contributing along those lines. There are nutritional deficiencies. There can be some food allergies that are also mm-hmm. involved in that. There can be imbalances in major minerals that can cause a lot of chemical changes in the brain, heavy metal toxicity. In other words, there's a tremendous number of things that can actually be involved in depression. Mm-hmm. So being thorough on that and finding out exactly what the underlying cause is really where structure function shines through.
Well, you mentioned, how do hormones affect depression?
They did an interesting study on women who had been prescribed an antidepressant mm-hmm. with actually good results with the antidepressant, and they did a hormone panel on them and found that 70% of them had an underlying hormonal problem mm-hmm. that was actually causing the depression. Most common was thyroid. They were hypothyroid. Mm-hmm. And when they were able to get their thyroid balance out, that their depression was gone.
And they didn't need the medication. We see a lot of that here in Indiana, right? Because of the lack of iodine in our soil.
Absolutely. So, this is known as the goiter.
But all over the world.
Yeah, well, you know, so thyroid problems are kind of endemic in here. Mm-hmm. We find very few people who actually have normal functioning thyroid. Oftentimes, there is a level where it needs to be treated, but even an underlying type of problem mm-hmm. that's not evident on the blood test, if you do enough blood tests, there's like 300 different blood tests you can do for the thyroid to find out what's going on. And so we're a little bit more thorough than usually your medical doctor will be. Mm-hmm. And we can find the underlying problem that shows up with the thyroid, get that fixed. And it's amazing how quickly the depression goes away. So hormones are, from medical studies, when you're talking about a large group of number of people who were on antidepressants,
right,
and it was 70% was confirmed that it was a hormonal issue, that's big.
You said 70% of people on antidepressant medication.
On the studies that they did on this particular case.
Is a hormonal issue.
Was hormonal. Mm. So looking at the hormones, and we can be very, very thorough on that.
So you test that how? Through blood tests?
Blood test is mm-hmm. the best way to check on hormones. There are also some urine tests that we can even get more specific and find out exactly how the shift has occurred, bring that back into a normal. It's amazing the changes that occur.
Are a lot of people able to get off their antidepressants?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, a lot of the people who are coming in to our office, if the antidepressant was working well, they usually don't even seek our help.
Right.
But it's most of the people who are coming in, the antidepressants weren't working. Mm-hmm. So getting to the underlying problem was a huge relief for them.
Mm-hmm. And when you think about it, being on the antidepressants, changing the brain chemistry, correct?
Yeah. Antidepressants, after a period of time, we've had a lot of people who were very successful with antidepressants, but after about 2 years, they stopped working. Mm-hmm. Then they needed to go to another one, and sometimes they run out of antidepressants, mm-hmm. you know, that are actually working. So we've also had a lot of patients who came in from that, my antidepressant is no longer working, that we can't seem to find another one that will work, or I've already been through four of them, and I would like to get to the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. And then we are able to find the underlying cause, get that fixed, and they don't need any antidepressants anymore.
Mm, great. Now, do nutritional deficiency affect depression? You were talking about that.
Yes, there are many different types of B vitamins that can be involved in depression. Folic acid is a very common one. Other B vitamins are sometimes very much involved. These have been found to have some very, very significant effects on depression for those who are low on that. Recently, we had a mother bring in her daughter. She had found that her daughter was very depressed, wasn't acting normally, had most of the symptoms that were on there. She was not eating well. She wasn't sleeping well. She was crying at different times. We did some blood work on her, and she had an iron storage level that actually she qualified for a blood transfusion.
Wow.
We got her on some iron, a few other different types of nutritionals to help with that, and she perked right up and she said, I got my daughter back.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that aspect, and uh-huh. we found that especially in teenage girls, that that's a very common type of situation that can kick off depression.
And I know we talk about not taking anemia lightly at all.
No.
That's a serious matter.
Serious matter, and was actually affecting her brain. She mm-hmm. had all the signs and symptoms of depression. Her pediatrician was suggesting going on antidepressants. For a 13-year-old, the mom kind of balked.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm going to be starting my daughter on an antidepressant at 13. I just don't feel comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with all the research on children, that there is a much more of a likelihood that you would have a negative reaction with a adolescent like that mm-hmm. than on an adult. Matter of fact, a lot of suicides, childhood suicides, are connected to antidepressant use. And the research for children is just not there for the use of antidepressants, because how kids react to pharmaceuticals and how an adult reacts to pharmaceuticals can be very, very different. So that was of a huge concern for her.
Yeah.
And thought that this would be a much better route, and very, very good results.
Now, you talked about B vitamins, B12. So someone listening out there says, well, I've been dealing with depression. I'll go get some B vitamins. What would you say to them?
I would say that you don't know if that's what's necessary. The B vitamins are very interreactive. An example would be if you are deficient on folic acid and you take B12, you can actually make the folic acid worse. If you are actually needing the B12 and you take the folic acid, in other words, there's a contraindication for each of these.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, somebody will say, well, I'm just going to take a multivitamin and try and hit them all.
Right.
Well, there's a problem with that, too, mm-hmm. because if you are real low on a particular vitamin, you can't absorb it properly.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're going to do is you're going to absorb the vitamins that you're high in, and you won't absorb the vitamins that you're low in, so you will actually make your vitamin deficiency worse.
And I know, yeah, we don't really carry a multivitamin here, do we?
Well, we do have some, but they're very natural.
Yeah.
And I don't really believe in giving those until someone's pretty balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're balanced and you're pretty healthy, then those are great things
to
take. Yeah,
because people will ask, well, how do you feel about the multivitamin? And I know you definitely...
I tell most of my patients, don't take the multivitamin because it will actually block what we're trying to do for you.
Right. Okay, when we come back, let's talk more about the treatments to help depression.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. On behalf of all of us here at the Voice of Health and for the entire staff at the Prather Practice, we want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Let's talk about what treatments for stress are available at the Prather Practice.
That's one of the biggest things, of course, that we deal with. There's chiropractic, there's acupuncture, there's auricular therapy, there's massage, there's homeopathy, herbals, nutritionals, flower remedies, which are designed specifically for stress. So we have a great deal of variety of different types of ways that we can approach
and
stress.
And as you evaluate people, you know what would work for them.
We do.
Yeah.
So we can
not
test that out.
The same protocol works for everybody.
Right. What works for one person doesn't do anything for another. So you need to individually set that so that people get the right treatments. And as they take them, oftentimes I'll have them do right then. And if it's right, you'll feel an immediate difference.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the Indy A-List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row.
And we've been rated the top acupuncture provider by Google+.
Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048.
Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about depression. There is hope. And we're talking about nutritional deficiencies. You talked about folic acid. What other nutritional deficiencies can attribute to depression?
Fatty acids can play a very big role. We had a son bring in his 84-year-old mother recently, you know, because she just wasn't thinking right, she was depressed, she was showing all the different signs of major depression. The doctor was talking about putting her on antidepressants and suggested that they put her into a nursing home. And he said, I just don't feel good about that. Let me check with Dr. Prather and see what we can figure out here. So they brought her in, and her cholesterol levels were 90. And one of the things I said is, well, we need to raise that up, because low cholesterol can cause depression because it's very much involved with the brain. Basically, your brain is cholesterol. And you can get some real changes in the neurotransmitters if that gets too low. So,
but low cholesterol is good. was a sarcastic comment.
Yeah, if you actually go below 90, then on your cholesterol, the brain stops working. And once you start to go below 120, then depression can be a very common type of thing, as well as dementia, mm-hmm. which can go very closely together. Matter of fact,
which
there's
a lot of
strong links. Mm-hmm. So getting her off of her cholesterol medicine and then getting her fat levels up, and we didn't get her cholesterol too high. She got it up to about 150. Good HDL, good ratio on that. And all of a sudden, he had his mom back.
Aww.
There was no need for her to go into a nursing home. She was able to start driving again. She was thinking right. The young man kind of welled up in tears and said, you know, I got my mom back.
There is hope.
It was not something that was really necessary. And fatty acids, and there's a lot of different ways to approach that. That can make a big difference. Amino acids can actually make a huge difference. We've added tyrosine, arginine, L-carnitine in some people and seen an immediate turnaround in their depressive states. So any time that you can get off in any of the different nutritional areas, you know, the vitamins, the minerals, the fatty acids, the amino acids, any of those types of things, an imbalance in that can create, as one of its signs and symptoms, depression.
Well, and these stories you're telling didn't take too long, right?
No.
Once you know, right. Just like a detective, once you have that blueprint, mm-hmm. The treatment's easy.
Oh, sure. It was within 6 weeks, he had his mom back again.
Mm-hmm.
And for the iron, matter of fact, they started her on the iron.
This is the young gal?
The young gal. Uh-huh. And within a week, the mom called up and said, I got my daughter back.
Mm-hmm.
She was even considering, she had actually told her mom that just how bad it was, she was actually considering suicide.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So with the iron deficiency, really, I don't think that there would have been any changes with the antidepressant.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have really put her over the edge.
Right, right. Well, let's talk about acupuncture. Can acupuncture help? And how can putting needles in my body? I know the answer to it because I've seen it.
It does work so, so well. The acupuncture almost consistently will turn around a depressive state.
And why is that?
It changes the electromagnetic energy of the body, and there's just a relaxation of the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, one of the most common things that we have is people fall asleep as we do the acupuncture.
Right.
And there's such a relaxation that even if that's not the primary underlying problem,
right.
Even for the mom, one of the older lady.
Yes.
I did some acupuncture on her, and it lasted for about 2 days, but for 2 days she felt so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And that gave her enough relief until we could find out and get the underlying problem corrected.
Ah, so you did that initially.
We did that initially because she was just so miserable.
Yeah.
And you can turn around that quickly with acupuncture. There's a very great relief on that.
Mm-hmm.
We find people with depression, anxiety, insomnia. It's a very, very quick relief just because there's such a relaxation of the body. There's an increase in endorphins.
Mm-hmm.
And endorphins are sort of like your happy glands. They've done studies and found that those things increase quite dramatically as you mm-hmm. do acupuncture.
Your happy glands.
And yeah, your happy hormones kind of start floating around, and
uh-huh.
even if we haven't fixed the problem,
you kick out those unhappy glands.
You feel much better.
Uh-huh.
So it's a great short-term relief, and some people, that's all that's necessary. I've had a lot of people who came in. Interestingly enough, I've told this story before, but I had a law student who was actually taking Adderall to be able to study for his finals. He was coming up to his final test.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big one that everybody,
bar.
Yeah, the
mm-hmm.
bar exam and all that. And he was just like, well, you know, I'm getting side effects from this. I don't really like it. I'd read online that acupuncture works great. You know, I'd love to give it a try. So we hit the points. He fell asleep while we were doing it. Came back again in a week, and he says, that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says, that works much better than the Adderall.
Yeah, it's not addictive.
Yeah, and he says, I felt so much better. Everything, my mood was better. Because, you know, he had said that he wasn't sleeping. He was avoiding social situations again.
Mm-hmm.
He was feeling depressed and sad. And it was just getting worse, you know, because he was under such stress. in his life. He didn't want to do anything else. He just wanted to try the acupuncture. And pretty soon I had six other law students who was coming in for acupuncture. And they all felt great.
Right.
So
They all passed.
And they all passed. It's funny, but acupuncture is a great type of way just to get some relief. It just makes you feel better.
Also, we need to let people know, some people don't like the idea of needles.
Sure.
We do non-needle and laser and powder.
Electrical, and we have other ways of approaching it, but most people don't. You know, when you say needle, needles isn't really a good term.
Right, we talked about this, filaments.
It's just, yeah, they're thinner than a hair, and they're not sharp. They're rounded on the end.
All right. So, well, let's go on to different treatments that help with depression. Can chiropractic help?
Absolutely. I have a lot of patients that if they are out of adjustment, then they start to have symptoms of depression. And why that is because it affects the nervous system. The nervous system's blocked, there's more stress on how it's functioning, there are changes in the neurotransmitters. So chiropractic can make a very, very big difference. As a matter of fact, I have a lot of, actually women, who come in and say, my family say it's time for me to get another adjustment because because when I'm well adjusted, I am much easier to get along with. And so we do the adjustments. Again, there's a huge amount of relaxation that occurs, and the nervous system is working better. There are two major areas that control the body. We already talked about the hormones. The other one is the nervous system. So getting the hormones balanced, getting the nervous system balanced, I always tell everybody that that's one of the most important things because it tells the rest of the body what to do. So if you don't have those two things working right, you're not going to get the full benefit of everything else you're doing.
Right. Well, let's talk about massage. We have a spa here, some wonderful massage therapist. Can massage help? I think I know the answer to that.
Massage helps about everything, and yes, it's excellent for depression. One, it's very well proven that touch has a huge effect on the hormones and the nervous system and just getting the body balanced. So yes, it's a fantastic help along those lines. And there is very good clinical research that massage can be a very big benefit for depression and should be part of the treatment plan that's associated with that.
Now, we do something called auricular therapy, and we've talked about this on the show before, but how does that help with depression?
Certainly. Auricular therapy, I like to tell my patients, is the keyboard to the brain. So there are neurological connections to the ears that if you access and stimulate, then you can get immediate changes in brain function. And one of the biggest things that you're doing is you're balancing out the autonomic nervous system between the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. So as you can get that more balanced, the parasympathetic comes up, sympathetic goes down. There are some definite changes in the neurotransmitters. It's an excellent way to treat depression. There's very good clinical research on that. We've certainly seen that as one of the modalities that's extremely effective for depression. It's certainly something that's worthy of consideration, especially since there's no possibility of side effects.
Well, how about homeopathy? How have you found that helpful with depression?
Homeopathy is an amazing system of healing. It's been around for over 200 years. It is something that is recognized by the FDA as something that's effective. And we do find that extremely beneficial for depression. One of the main areas that we go with is balancing out someone's, what's called their constitution. So getting in there, balancing out a constitution remedy has a huge effect on the depression. It also, we can get into what's called flower remedies. And there's a whole science on that. Bach, Australian, Perilandria. Flower remedies are to work on the emotional aspects. And if there is a strong emotional damage that has occurred in someone that has led to the depression, you have to get into the flower remedies to get oftentimes that relieved. And we can get some very dramatic changes. We have some people who've gone through some very damaging events in their life. And as we can use those flower remedies along with the constitutional, then we can get some really, really dramatic changes in how people function.
Is that why they have flowers at funerals?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that's that's where Dr. Bach, who came up with the whole flower remedies, was a very famous British physician. He noticed that as people would go into funerals with surrounded by flowers, that there was emotional changes, and he started to measure that and see that. He wanted to figure out how to use that medicinally. And then he came up with a whole Bach remedies, which are very, very famous.
Right. Well, when we come back, let's talk about the role that food plays in depression.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what is diathermy?
The way that we like to describe it to people is it's a large coiled magnet that produces a shortwave beam that goes into the body. The main thing that we like it is increasing circulation. The most common thing that we use it for is drainage of the ears, otitis media. The ear pain, the ear infections. For any mom who's been up with a little one screaming the entire night, knows how wonderful it would be to get that under control.
Yeah.
I think about one little guy who's just starting to walk, and he had a terrible ear infection. The antibiotics, you know, hadn't really kicked in or done anything at that point. They had heard that we do take care of otitis media, and that we could make a pretty quick cure, and husband was a little bit skeptical, but they both came in because mom had been up all night and didn't want to drive in. And she looked like, oh, help me. Uh-huh. And the little guy was just, you know, thrashing and in so much pain. So we brought him in, and 15 minutes on the diathermy. He was laughing and, you know, looking around and waving at everybody. And they just kind of looked at me like, what the heck just happened? How did this occur? And we find that 15 minutes on the diathermy will just take away the pain, just like that. So it's something that is very easy to do, safe, very effective, and people just are amazed by the changes that occur in their sinuses and those eustachian tubes and in those ears. And moms can bring in, get their child done, and they're good.
Yeah, that child's not continually going on antibiotic after antibiotic, destroying their gut and their
weakening the immune system. You can cause too many antibiotic treatments can cause permanent damage to the immune system. Much better way of treatment is the diathermy unit. Anyone with any type of ear problems, ear infection, otitis media, going up into the sinuses and vertigo, also tinnitus, extremely important for tinnitus. So any of our patients with tinnitus, the recommendations are always to have diathermy, because the diathermy does make an absolutely incredible difference with the tinnitus and getting that under control.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about depression. There is hope. And, you know, Dr. Prather, just working here at the office, I mean, I see it over and over again on a daily basis. And when you're talking about the son that brought his 80-year-old mother in and him telling us the story and, you know, his eyes welling up with tears and just how happy he was to have his mother back. We just see that over and over again. And when you can find the root problem, you know, the underlying problem, it's just amazing to be able to help people.
And that's one of the things that people come in with a lot of the frustration that they have with the healthcare that they were getting. is that they know that there was more than just treating symptoms. Mm-hmm. Because symptoms don't really get to the root, and it's one symptom after another.
Enough. Well, people aren't dumb.
Right. It's one symptom after another, because oftentimes the pharmaceuticals themselves will start to cause a whole new set of problems. I had one gentleman who came in just this week, and he says, I'm on my fifth medicine, and I started out with a symptom and started with a pharmaceutical. He had some blood pressure issues. The blood pressure medicine started causing another problem, mm-hmm. and so he got on that. The last one that he was on was an antidepressant, and he says, I'm depressed because I'm taking so many medicines. and he says, I'm tired of it. He said, I probably shouldn't, but I quit all five of them, and I'm done. So I want to come in here and find out, okay, what's really going on? What's my problems? Mm-hmm. So he was excited that we were going to do all the different lab tests that I suggested as we went through everything. He's excited to get to the underlying problem. You know, he says it just makes logical sense that there's some underlying problem. Mm-hmm. And he would say to his MD, well, what's my problem? And they would say, it's not important. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how could it not be important?
Right. Right.
That doesn't make logical sense. But if you are only treating symptoms, mm-hmm. what's the underlying problem isn't important. It's the symptoms that are important.
Well, that's disease care.
That's the basis of disease care, mm-hmm. and can be extremely helpful, but it's not the real answer if you're trying to get healthy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you must watch those drug commercials.
Yeah.
See, that's enough to scare me not to take the pharmaceutical. That's all I need.
Sure. Sure. Well, the more pharmaceuticals that you take, the longer you take them, the more likely you're going to have all those problems.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are on any more than three pharmaceuticals, that's pharmaceutical overdose.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what they're doing at that point.
Right. Right. I know when we both went in for a colonoscopy, I just couldn't believe we weren't on any prescription medicine.
You know?
And well, we were talking about treatments for depression that we see in your office, which is structure function medicine. What role does diet or food play in depression?
Well, food can play a very big role. One of the things, of course, is just keeping up on your nutrition is important. If you're eating terribly, that can really cause a lot of health issues mm-hmm. that lead to depression. But there's also another whole aspect on that. You can have food allergies. Mm. Food allergies are very well known to cause chemical changes in the brain. And one of the things that can result is depression. I've had many of the patients that came into our office. We did food allergy tests, found out that a lot of times their favorite foods were the ones that they were allergic to, got them off of that, and it was amazing all the different types of changes, including depression going away. There was weight loss.
Just less inflammation in the body.
Correct. The back pains, headaches can be an underlying problem. So looking at what are the toxins that can actually be causing it, and it can be our food can be a very, very big area. So having excellent types of food allergy tests, different ways to do that. Mm-hmm. We have blood tests. We have many ways of checking on that and finding out what foods are offending the body and getting you off of those can make an absolute huge difference.
Right. And there are some insurances that cover the food allergy test, food sensitivity test.
Absolutely.
Well, what diagnostics, we've talked a little bit about the food allergy testing, blood testing, are important for depression and why? What diagnostics do you do here?
Looking at a lot of different types of areas, one of the things that was very interesting is that we had a major change in someone's depression by fixing their kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were also on high blood pressure medicine along with that. But we got them on some products along those lines because their kidneys were functioning very, very low. It was also causing the hypertension. It was causing a lot of fatigue. So, you know, their symptoms were hypertension, fatigue, and depression.
Mm.
We found that we got the kidneys up, and we would expect the hypertension to go away. We would expect the fatigue, and then also the depression was gone too. So, you know, picking all that
up. Fixing their kidneys.
Yeah. Fixing their kidneys, because that can play a very big role. There's a huge interrelationship, because the body starts to put out more certain types of hormones when you have kidney problems to increase that, and that causes a myriad of changes. So checking on the blood, the urine. Another thing that we do that's a little bit different is the hair analysis.
Okay, and that's checking for minerals, trace minerals.
And heavy metals. Mm. We've had people with cadmium toxicity, mercury toxicity, lead toxicity. And those things can, one of the signs and symptoms can be depression along with that. So very important to check on that. And one of the interesting things is we had a patient came in with severe depression, where they were actually being treated for almost 20 years for it, several different medications, nothing was working at this point, and we found a very strong copper-zinc ratio imbalance, where the copper went extremely high, zinc went extremely low, and that is very, very well documented to be a very major source of extreme depression. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things that can be involved in suicidal depression. So that
was zinc and copper ratio.
Zinc copper ratio.
The hair analysis.
Because it plays such a strong influence on the neurotransmitter balance that getting to that, and they were just so far off that even the pharmaceuticals weren't touching it.
Wow.
And once you start getting that balance back, then it can make some very, very significant changes. I had a gentleman who came in to me who was on suicide watch because he had tried to commit suicide 5 times. So he could not be by himself. And I found very high copper, low zinc, and he started it. In 2 days, he came back and said, "I don't feel suicidal." And he just
balancing
he
that.
Was just, he was in tears. You know, just how much of a difference that made. He must have referred in 12 different people who were on suicide watch because they had a support group. You know, to get that checked was one of the issues. But he never had another instance of that. So making those kind of changes in people's lives, it's fine to deal with the symptomatology. I mean, we do that in a lot of different types of ways. Pharmaceuticals are a good way to do it, but you're also running some risks because there can be a lot of adverse effects along those lines. Whereas you're doing this type of work, there really isn't the adverse effects if you're doing the proper diagnostics.
Right.
And you know the underlying problem. Something like acupuncture is always helpful.
Right.
So, and absolutely no risk involved with that.
You know, and when you say there's a lack of research in children, and yet all these children are going on antidepressants. And there was just a situation of I think he was in his 20s, overdose, you know. Accidentally antidepressant, mixing it with alcohol, and it wasn't even his antidepressant. It's just...
Yeah,
it's sad.
You're really playing Russian roulette with pharmaceuticals. You don't know how they're going to respond.
And literally, there are kids out there playing Russian roulette with pharmaceuticals.
Absolutely. It is not something to be taken lightly.
We have to stop it.
And it should be done mainly as a last resort.
Well, Dr. Prather, we have a couple minutes left, and I want to make sure you share what you would like to share. But regular structure function visits, what would you recommend there? If someone's listening out there that is dealing with depression, that has 5 of those symptoms we talked about earlier that have lasted 2 weeks or more, what would be your recommendation?
I would recommend definitely getting into a structure function office where they can do the proper diagnostics to find out the underlying cause. And then really go about it that way first, because then you're getting to the underlying problem. I always believe that structure function should be done. We know when it's necessary to get you to a disease care specialist, and we refer out whenever that's necessary. We have a medical doctor, nurse practitioner, myself, so we can go through and as a group figure out what's the best course of treatment. And then we can provide those types of things that are necessary and the proper diagnostics to get to the underlying cause, to really fix and really get back your health.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.